Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KIXW, The Rock of Seattle. How about this? We go to Florida for this one. There was a guy in Florida. You know, he wanted something to eat. So what do? You go through Uber Eats. You don't want to leave your house.
Haven't used Uber Eats yet.
We've come close, but we haven't used it yet.
It's pretty great. Yeah. I like using it. I've used pretty much all of it, or at least friends with me. I've been around where friends and us have done it all. And
oh, like the Grubhub or the DoorDash different ones.
Yeah,
that sushi joint right by our house, you know, when, Sushi RE in Puyallup, which is just incredible. I love that place. But they now use Uber Eats. I'm like, man.
Do it.
We're going next level lazy if all of a sudden we're going to start. I kind of like those swinging in there to pick up the food and saying hi to the people that work there. Oh, they're super nice.
You don't have to get out of your pajamas or anything. It's wonderful.
Honestly, Rev, when it's a to-go order, I don't get out of my pajamas. I just drive over there.
Yeah.
Quickly get in there. One time, though, there was a listener wanting to take pictures, and I was just like, oh, I'm in my pajamas. I look like that guy.
Yeah. That's awesome.
A lazy F, which I am.
Yeah. Luckily, around here, it's a fashion statement.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can go, oh, yeah, I'm doing like the kids do, man. I'm just wearing my pajamas as a go-out.
I'm not down with it.
It's kind of weird, because Steve's pajamas are underwear, so it gets a little awkward in public.
Happened yesterday.
Were
your underwear in public yesterday?
Well, no, my pajamas, but I went to go get some Karma India, another place that we decided we're going to get some food to go. We didn't feel like cooking, and I didn't put on my better pajamas, so these are the ones that sometimes have a jailbreak.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And, dude, I open up my door, and I'm about to get out of the car to go get the Indian food, and I look down, I'm like, oh, man, that would have been awkward.
Oh, God, are you kidding me?
Man. No, I'm not.
Oh,
this is my life, bro.
Wow.
Could you imagine if I walked in there?
Jeez. Would you like any egg rolls with your order, sir?
Yeah. Local radio host.
Right?
Yeah. Wow.
It has a button.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's not doing a job.
No, it's not, actually.
Yeah, but at the Indian restaurant, go get the snake charmer. Steve is here, and apparently
it's more like the worm charmer. Come on.
Get the worm whisperer. Steve's here to pick up his pakoras.
So maybe I should use Uber Eats.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good thing. The trouble is sometimes you just don't know who's going to be driving. And that's what happened with this guy. He ordered food on Uber Eats. And when the guy got there, guy opens his bag and he says, oh, there's my food, along with a pair of dirty underwear.
Oh, no. Vicky's delivering at Uber Eats now.
My underwear were clean. You calm down.
Yeah. He does believe the Uber driver put them there. I hope so. I hope it wasn't the food, the restaurant he ordered from. I hope it was just the Uber guy.
Why would the food place go, you know what, throw some underwear into this meal?
Wait a second. Wait. Mine are clean. Jimmy, yours. Throw yours in there. There you go. Uber has suspended the driver while they investigate the situation.
See, that's how much investigation you have to do. Dude, did you do this? All right, you're fired.
Well, first off, they go check the guy, see if he's wearing any underwear.
That's a good point.
Then they got to do a DNA test, I guess, right?
Oh, man.
I mean, that's what you got to do. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Because they're dirty underwear.
It's a lot easier just to fire the guy.
Yeah,
say we did our investigation, we found him fired.
It's not, you know, here's the thing. When you let regular human beings that don't have to do much all of a sudden do jobs like deliver your packages, drive you everywhere, bring your food to you.
Yeah, I feel like we're getting more of these instances happening. You know, I've even read an article of someone, like someone that was doing like Amazon delivery, you know, how they can now have those outsourced.
Yeah.
And that person that was doing the deliveries was also stealing it.
Here's how it all goes down.
I grabbed the food, and right when I got the food, she struck off running. And I was like, that was kind of odd. Who thinks that you're going to get delivered somebody's dirty underwear? Disgusting, unhelpful, it's potentially deadly.
So that now it has to be the Uber driver if the guy just took off running.
How is it potentially deadly? What the hell's going on down there?
Well, if you got a little bit of the you know, the like brown the streaks fives? Or something like that going on, you're going to have that matter in there, and then
if the person's got some sort of illness, like
unhygienic.
You know,
okay,
well, really, I mean, I guess you're right.
They're dirty underwear, Steve.
But I mean, are you going to eat them?
No, but it's next to your food.
Yeah, those particles could get up all in that food.
Why do I have a feeling Steve's like, well, it looks like all my Karma Indians here, so I'm at this point, I'm really hungry, honey.
The underwear didn't touch the left side. Right, that's the safe part.
Yeah, now we're starting to read in a little bit to the man who had a jailbreak going to pick up his food.
Just rip the corner off that naan bread, and we can still finish it.
I think you're right. You know what? It is naan bread, and it's damn tasty. I think I might be with Steve on this one, especially if it's, but you know, if it's...
You guys are right.
If it's the tikka masala, though, I might have to just continue eating it because I do love me some tikka.
What's
well,
in a container? It's not like he shoved the underwear in the container.
See, no, I'd be judging. Like, if you said, oh, yeah, I still ate it, I would judge you forever.
Because we don't know. If they're willing to put underwear in your bag, I can't imagine what else they've done to the rest of the food.
Yeah, you guys are bringing up good points. I'm glad that we're talking about this because if it was left on my own device, I'd just eat the food. Yeah.
But if Steve hasn't said he won't eat the food right now, though. He's like, he's saying
kind of right there. Yeah. Yeah. He said he still wouldn't.
Yeah. He's thinking about it now, but he hasn't really come out with a firm no. I haven't heard this. Steve is still on the fence, still weighing, well, what kind of sickness could I get?
This is why Steve needs adult supervision at all times.
I do. I have a wife, and she makes sure I don't do stupid things.
Oh, I'm sure your wife would have no problem if you said, honey, dirty underwear, we're good, right?
No.
Yeah, we're good. All right, honey, you have no problem with this.
Yeah.
Well, they say opposites attract. So your wife has high standards when it comes to how she wants to live her life. And then there's you. So I think it works out well. Somebody sang a song
somebody
about
says
that.
That's a delicacy in Japan.
Yeah. Sure it is.
Is that a joke or is that true?
I know they have the vending machines for the underwear in Japan.
Well, I don't know about Japan. I mean,
I've used underwear, by the way.
They eat underwear in Japan as a delicacy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sushi and boxers, man. That's a popular restaurant.
Oh, sushi and boxers. I'll have to go there. Yeah.
And then miso soup and like boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Opening in 2021 here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. See, I'm just gullible. That's my problem.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Miso panties coming to Bellevue.
You know what? Seriously, the folks in Bellevue, if you tell them it's fancy schmancy, they'll go. Seriously, they're as gullible as I am.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Yeah, this story is this story disturbs me. Not surprising that it comes from the great state of New Jersey.
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, the governor of New Jersey, I forget his name, but the
Christie?
Christie. That guy.
Chris
that's
Christie.
Right. Yeah, that guy always seemed like, you know, hey, do what I want you to do, or you know what? There's going to be a problem. It just seems to be that attitude where, you know, I don't know. They don't seem very civil over there. And this story sure is not going to help us, you know, help their reputation. This New Jersey school superintendent has been put on paid leave after police say he was caught doing a number two, dropping a Duscola, defecating near another school's track and football field on a daily basis.
Okay, we've taken high school rivalries a little too far, if that's the case.
Yeah, this is, again, this is a New Jersey school superintendent.
Well, I was reading about it, though. I think the reason, and this is something that we've talked about before, and we all thought it was nuts, but apparently it's an ongoing issue. People who go out for jogs just have to go duke wherever they need to go.
Wow. Police were alerted.
This is why we shouldn't be jogging.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. You're jogging too much if that's the case. I used to run. I never ran to the point where I had to go to the bathroom right then and there. I always was able to go find a place.
But you're not a big-time jogger. You're not probably training for a marathon, but apparently because things get moving in that area, if you know what I mean, and they need to move out.
Yeah, he was doing this on his morning runs. The students couldn't believe it.
He was doing it on his what?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So basically, you know, people would just, they you know, the high school staff are like, there's human feces here. Look at all of this everywhere. And it was the school superintendent. He was doing this on his morning runs, and these students couldn't believe who was responsible for the daily deposits.
I always assumed it was some student playing a prank or something, but as soon as I found out it was an adult man, I was really taken aback.
But there's porta potties over there, so I don't understand why you want to go in the actual bathroom.
There's just no excuse. Yeah. No excuse. If that was our, like, superintendent, I'd be pretty embarrassed to say that.
It's a shame.
Obviously, I'd expect someone in that position to not do something like that. I really think he needs to get some help.
Yeah.
Kid's the voice of reason. So that girl's right. Yeah. There's porta potties. Why doesn't he go in the porta potty?
Doesn't want to stop jogging.
Yeah, he just wants to let it go.
Yeah. I see. That's the issue. Is that
he looks
crazy? You know, you see. Yeah, he does. Look
at his mugshot. He's got the crazy eyes. I like to poop in people's properties.
Yeah, man. And you're a superintendent.
Dude, it looks like they're saying he's probably going to lose his job over this.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course you're going to lose your job over that. What makes you think you can take a dump outside?
Guess how much money this guy's making.
How much?
Yes.
Six figures, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say 200 grand a year.
A little less, 150.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to dump.
Yeah, down the crapper, huh?
Wow, right down the... Damn, dude. You're making 100. See, again, some people, you know, these one percenters, they think that they're entitled to do whatever they want. I don't have to use a bathroom. I'll take a dump right here.
How about this person says jogging craps are a huge problem in San Francisco right now? So much so that there's an app that tracks where people find the crap on the streets.
Oh.
Where is this app?
Wow, I don't even want to know about this. It's bad enough that, you know, places that I walk, you'll see dog crap because people don't pick up after their dog.
I hate that.
Now we've got humans doing this. What the hell? I mean, that really, you know, it really irritates me. Are joggers going to be just like cyclists where they're just not going to give a crap about anybody else?
Clearly.
Is that what they're going to be like? That's my problem with cyclists, is they just don't care, a lot of them, about the rest of us and what we have to do in life.
Bro, he got caught in the middle of the act.
Oh! Oh, I love that. I love he was caught red-handed or brown-handed. I don't know. How do you call this kind of crime?
We need to talk to Miles because, you know, Miles just started jogging from his home to work, which is about 4 or 5 miles.
He better not be deep.
Or 7 miles if he goes the long way.
Yeah, you know.
Do you think we might have an issue?
We may, because look, I've never jogged that much. So I guess that's why I always was able to go to the bathroom. I never jogged 7 miles.
So if anyone sees any human excrement from Fremont to the Bank of America building.
Yeah.
We know who it might be.
We know who it might be.
Miles Montgomery.
Miles Montgomery. He could be a mystery pooper.
Everything about this story is just insane. Student saw it. The cops caught him in the act. He's going to lose a six-figure job because of his stupidity.
There's no excuse.
Porta potties that aren't even that far away from it.
And I don't care who you are as a jogger. There's no excuse that you can't figure out a way to get your workout in and take a dump in a place where you're supposed to take a dump. I mean, look, I'm a guy that's got a really... I mean, I go to the bathroom a lot because of medication that I'm on, and it makes me have to pee every 5 seconds. I always can find a place to go.
Thanks, BJ. It's good to know.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got issues, too, about having to go to the bathroom, and I'm always able to find a place. So there's no reason that a jogger can't make the adjustment rather than just defecate on the sidewalk. Nobody wants that.
Have we found the app that's in San Francisco yet? That's the most important part of this.
I didn't find an app, but I found the map. It's like a moochimachine.org/wasteland, and you can scroll in and out of the map where people find the most poo.
And they show brown zones to show you where it's at. Oh, so it's a crap app.
Yep.
Oh.
One guy says, as a superintendent, he's superintended to do it.
Should we reward that one?
I don't know. Yes. I liked it.
Yeah, I'm not sure about it.
Fine.
That. Yeah. You know, here, I'll tell you, man, I hope that doesn't start happening here. I mean, we've already got a really bad homeless situation, which is really a drag. If now people are going to start crapping all over the place, seriously, what is happening to society that people are just doing what they're doing? I'm glad. That's why I want this guy, the book thrown at this guy, because it is against the law, and I'd like to see somebody do something about it.
I say we should go with old school justice, eye for an eye, and throw something else other than the book at him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, well, monkeys. Should we
treat him like we're monkeys?
Oh, I was thinking you'd have somebody, you know, take him to Cleveland.
Okay, now that's just disgusting.
Oh, that's different than just throwing.
That's disgusting.
That's
right?
Disgusting.
Thank you, Rev.
Listen, the delivery system at least is the natural delivery system. You want, after the product's been delivered, then someone's got to pick it up and toss it. Who's going to do that? You?
Sometimes you got to do what's right for justice.
Okay, fine.
All right, jeez.
I'm glad you volunteered.
This leads me to the next survey, which seems apropos. It looks like out of all the chores that we have to do, the most hated chore in America, what do you think it is?
Hated chore. Well, for me, I only have two chores. I clean the toilets and I vacuum.
Yeah? Which one do you like the best? Or worst, I should say.
I don't mind doing the toilets. I don't really like vacuuming.
Wow,
really don't mind the toilets?
You are unusual.
Like 5 minutes of my time.
Yeah, oh, man. Quick. That's number one. People in America do not like cleaning toilets.
Yeah, I have to do it because you do.
Yeah, the wife will not, and so we've made the trade-off. She has to clean the tub, and I do have to clean the toilet.
Damn.
Because, I do the most damage to it.
Yep.
Wow, yeah. I have to say, though, I don't mind cleaning the toilet either. Only
do you
because,
clean the toilet?
Not anymore, but when I did, I don't clean it now. We got somebody. We got a service.
Look at you, yes.
Yeah, we got a service that comes
yes.
in.
Yes.
Yes. But I didn't mind it either, because what do you do? You just squirt the blue stuff in there, take the little scrubber, and you're done.
Well, and also I take like one of those, like, you know, the Clorox wipes and clean the entire actual toilet.
Oh, you're supposed to do that?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I do.
Oh,
yeah. You don't just clean the inside, but you clean everything.
Oh, yeah,
just
the outside, the base of it.
Yeah, because if you have guys that don't know how to aim, there's always that little, you know, streak right behind
that needs
to be cleaned.
I just see not a problem in my house. I'm an amazing aimer.
Because he sits.
Yeah,
he
sits. I was going to say, he probably sits.
Hey, I like that. Well, so I can't do my phone, and I can't be just sending out messages if I'm not sitting. So, yeah, that's a good point. Next on the list is cleaning the oven. People hate doing that.
Don't use a self-cleaning oven if you have small animals.
Yep.
Just very
what?
Important. Remember we had a Facebook drama a long time ago?
I didn't know about this.
Somebody that I knew in my life, an old neighbor in Brooklyn. Their birds died because there's something in whatever the chemicals of the self-cleaning oven that you could even risk killing your any animal that's under 5 or 6 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, it's just
I didn't even know about this.
Even if you have a large dog, I would say just don't even just clean it with a little elbow grease. You know what I mean? Don't turn on that self-cleaning oven thing, man. It could kill your animals.
And if you don't want to get your oven dirty, just get a silicone mat they sell. And that way, anything that spills,
that's
you can just
call.
Clean the mat and don't have to worry about it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Dude, I didn't know that until somebody did that when we had that Facebook drama. And then also I read one of my neighbors on Facebook as well, oddly enough. Was just heartbroken because she didn't know that, and it killed one of her birds.
Who would know that?
I mean,
I didn't know that either. I wonder if they're even making self-cleaning ovens anymore because so many people have pets. I mean, why would you put this in your house?
Our house is relatively new, and it came with a new oven when we bought it.
And it was self-cleaning.
We have that, yeah.
Damn, dude, that's...
Don't even touch it, man. It's not even worth the risk. I'm sure it's fine.
Wow.
With a medium-sized dog or whatever, but...
Man.
I don't even want to risk it.
I'm not sure people are going to want to put those in houses anymore because everybody has pets.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not something people know. And it's not on the oven itself. I've never seen any sort of stickers warning, you know, watch out for little...
It's probably in the manual.
Can't be good for little kids either.
Who reads manuals?
They're saying that there's a potential of carbon monoxide buildup with the self-cleaning function, so that is something to also take into account. Also, people with asthma or respiratory diseases can have issues with these.
That makes sense, because carbon monoxide is not good. We all know that. That's why you get one of that. Hopefully, everybody's got detectors. You got those detectors in your house?
Yep.
Yeah, we just don't have any batteries in them.
Jeez.
I'm kidding. Gosh, guys.
Yeah, okay. You care more about your animals than your wife.
No, she cares more about our animals than her husband.
I knew something was going
on. I'm third on the list. I'm a distant third, too.
Number three item on the list that people hate to do in chores, and I don't know who does this, washing the windows. Man, you got to get someone to come do that, right?
Washing the windows?
Yeah. You got to hire a service. Because nobody...
I like how the guy who hires a service for everything is telling you what to do.
But even that, though, I mean, because that's a pain in the ass.
Everything's a pain in the ass. That's why they're called chores.
Yeah, but what about the second floor? So you got to get on the ladder? See, that's the thing. If I got to get on the ladder, I'm definitely not doing it.
Just leave it dirty.
They sell the hose ones. It's like you attach it to your hose and you spray it on. It's like a Windex thing, and you can just spray it from afar, and it cleans them.
And it doesn't leave streaks or anything?
It's Windex. I'd never seen Windex leave streaks.
Well, you still have to wipe Windex off. Windex works when you wipe
it's
it.
It's also water. I don't know. That's like science, BJ.
I don't know. No, I'm not poo-pooing it. What a great idea. If you don't have to worry about streaks, do it. Removing hair from the drain.
Ooh. Yeah, I didn't even think about that one.
Yeah.
It doesn't, because we don't do that weekly, obviously. That's just when all of a sudden you realize, what?
Well, you don't have a problem with that, do you? That's a good point. I don't.
Yeah.
Like, we have two sinks in our bathroom.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, let me guess which whose sink never has any issues when it comes to backups.
Exactly.
But I'm the one that has to clean when...
Well, see, that isn't right, because your wife is the one with the hair.
But she's a girly girl. I don't want to touch these things.
But it's her things.
I got to do it.
It's her hair, you
know? Yeah, but like, I got to clean it.
And that's just the
she
sink.
She does so much for the damn house. If that one thing she asks me to do is snake out whatever crap's going on, and it's maybe once a year, twice a year.
Yeah.
I don't mind doing that.
And that's just the sink, not the bathtub or anything, right?
Sink and the bathtub. That would be number one, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, people don't like to clean the toilet or the oven before. They'd rather run clog. I probably because of the time involved. Cleaning the oven's a pain in the ass, too, time-wise, and getting in there. And it's not an easy location to clean. So unclogging the sink is number five.
One person says, I had to clean the sinks in my house last week because the drain was clogged. Used one of those plastic drain snakes, and it happened to pull out the most horrific creation known to man. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, what in the hell is this? How is this one's hair?
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you filed for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.